We are recording. Yes, we are. I can see it here.
Someone's coming.
Are they? There's a lady coming. It's all right. She's a jogger, and I think she's just jogging by.
I know, but I feel weird.
Well, then don't do a podcast then for them for a minute. Hello, everybody. My name is Paul Gannon, and Paul and I... No, Eli and I.
That's very revealing.
Paul and I are in a... Paul and I.
It's only me here.
Look, it's only me here. Eli's a figment of my imagination. It's like that film without a clue. There was no Sherlock Holmes, but Watson wrote the stories and created Sherlock Holmes.
Played by...
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
And it's Ben Kingsley playing Watson.
Isn't it meant to be really good, that?
It's all right. It's all right for what it is. It's aged better. At the time, it was a little bit of a kind of, really? But as the years... Anyway, look, shut up. We're doing a podcast outside. This is not... I need to stress this. This is not a walkabout episode.
We ain't walking.
We ain't walking. We are sitting in a field where...
This is a field...
You can talk louder because the microphone can pick it up then. She's off. She's on. She's got headphones in anyway. She ain't listening. There's a lady, jogger lady, walking past. Anyway. And I had a dog sniff my box.
More of a bag. Sniffed your box.
Yeah, the dog sniffed my droopy bag.
Strudel bag.
Strudeled bag.
Sorry. Stop, Eli.
I often think that. Stop, Eli.
Hello, everybody. We're here in Crouch End. Crouch End playing fields. It's a sort of complex of cricket grounds and tennis courts, but it has this magical old... it's a football pitch, isn't it? But it's become a meadow.
It's a meadow. And it has got a goal poster, but only at one end, so yes. Whatever.
And
so,
it's adjoining Shepherd's Hill allotments. Yeah. And then on the other side of the allotments there, Paul, is Shepherd's Hill Recreation Ground. Do you remember... It's like this, you can't get there from here. No. There should be a path made. But it's a lovely, it's all just down from Highgate. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? And there's that sort of little park and it's on a hillside.
Yeah.
That's just up there.
Yeah. But we're not there. We're in this meadow called Shepherd's Cot or something. What was it called?
Cot.
Cot. Shepherd's Cot.
Is it Cot?
I think it was Cot.
This isn't part of the Cot though.
No, this is a meadow adjoining the Cot.
This is a lovely little meadow and you can walk.
A medlet.
You can walk, yes, indeed it is. It's not a pastory, though.
No, it's not
a
pastory.
We both can agree on that.
We agree.
It's not narrow enough, is it, to be a pastory?
It's
definitely
too, broad.
Too wide to be a pastory.
Broad.
You can get here all the way up to Highgate Wood and Queenswood, which are up the hill that way.
And Ali Pally's up that way.
And Ali Pally is actually visible behind that stand of trees.
Yeah.
So it's 33 degrees here in London today.
And I didn't want to do an episode in your flat today, just all honesty. Or my flat.
To be honest, if it gets above about 25 in our flat, there's no air conditioning.
It's not good.
It is unbearable.
And my flat becomes a sweat box too in the heat.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, but listen, that's why we're out in the meadow recording. It's just an episode that just happens to be outside. It's really weird doing this podcast with these headphones on, listening. Because we've got the lapel mics on, so if the sound quality is odd or different, this is why we're using these. But we've got the headphones on, and it just feels like everything's robotic.
Well,
because I can hear my voice coming back to me.
Welcome to the future.
I am Paul Bott.
Everything is going to be robotic in the future.
Is it?
Yes.
Prove it.
I'm reaching into my pants.
It's for your Android dong.
Robo dick.
Robo dong.
Oh, man. That's poor, poor stuff from us there.
Anyway, look, this is what you're getting this week. You're getting a very hot, lazy...
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
But we do have some things to do.
We do, so should we get on with it?
What's coming up on the show today, then, Paul?
Put the credits in now. Oh, everybody, here's the credits. Cheap show time! Right, hello, welcome to Cheap Show. It's the Economy Comedy Podcast with Eli and me, Mr. Paul Gannon, go through the bargain bins, charity shops and Poundlands of Great Britain and bring back the trash treasure fungal. There you get it. Anyway.
Fungal rash.
Anyway.
Hey.
What? Fungal rash.
I've got treasure in my fungal rash. Niblets.
Sorry. Anyway, hello.
Nibble grot.
Nibble grot.
I've got foliage.
Foamy foliage.
Foamy foliage foamy. With nibble grots a tumble.
I've got rashes all
he
over my legs.
He does have rashes. Look, he's come out in hives, everyone.
Hives.
So this is what he does for the art of this pod. Hello, everyone. I'm Eli Silverman. I've got a little clue there to what will be coming up.
what is coming up. We could do it right now.
We're starting with drinks, aren't we?
Yeah, because I don't. It's too hot to put effort in. So let's just get this one out of the way and worry about next week. Because next week's a stressy one. Because next week, we are recording episode 400. And basically, you're getting two 400s for the price of one. The real episode 400 will be a YouTube video episode.
Wouldn't that be 800, two 400s?
Yes, it would. But also, there is a podcast, but it won't be what you see on YouTube. It's going to be something very different. It's going to be tossed off. So anyway, look, we got a lot going on next week. So I'm stressing about that.
Okay.
I'm always stressing. But it's going to be good. We're going to do a lot of fun.
We'll do a lot of fun next week.
A nice video. What?
It's a fly on your foot.
Oh, that flies are fine.
I know it was a horse fly or something.
Oh, I don't want one of them.
You've definitely come out in bad hives.
Yeah, look at
your legs. Wow. It looks like a scar omelette.
Sclomlet.
No. Sclomlet.
Sclomlet.
Get my gribbles in the sclomlet. It's itchy. It's hot.
I'm itchy and sweating my dirty tits off.
Paul.
Maybe I'll put my fan on.
I would say
here we go. Put your fan on.
The level of focus today is at historically low level. And for us, that's saying something.
Yeah, but what would be worse? Us putting in barely any effort for an episode in the heat or just not doing it at all? Probably not doing it at all, actually.
Our reputation can't get much lower.
So no, that's it. We're in like Flynn.
I've brought my Thermos Cafe.
Yeah.
By Thermos. This is for a food, but it's also good for big
like soup.
Mixology style ice cubes.
Yeah.
Which I've got two of today.
Right.
It's needed, and that's for...
Oh, they're stuck together.
They do, don't they?
Now what are you going to do? Oh, he's got his big ice clubs are stuck together. Oh, mate, there's a dodgy bloke over there in a yellow shirt. And he looks really old. What's going on?
He's eating berries.
Oh.
Blackberries.
Oh, he is.
He is eating them.
Yeah. He's eating berries.
Well, that's not suspect, is it?
I mean, no. But I don't know. His movements are very kind of slender man-ish. He's got a nice red hat on. Are you bashing your ice?
Yeah, I got it. There you go. Got it. Got
all right,
it.
Good.
There's your ice,
oh,
mate.
Oh, yeah. In the glass it goes.
In the glass it goes.
Right, sweet. So. Anyway, it's hot. We're kicking off with some lovely refreshments that Eli's picked up. What refreshments have you got, Mr. Silverman, in this episode of Cheap Show Anno Domini 2024?
I have a special edition.
Oh, he's talking right into the mic now, so it's better, closer quality, isn't it, when he speaks right into the mic and not looks off in the other direction?
Irection. That's when you...
got an eye boner on.
No, there's a joke there.
When you see something sexy, it's hard to read, you get an irection.
Like it's hard to read.
What? What do you mean hard to read?
It gets hard, your eye boner, when it's hard.
Let's work on this outside. Oh, what's this? iPro student recommended by Parkrun berry mix. Five of your one a day.
This shop, I went to this shop especially because Paul said to me, do you think you can get some funny sodas for Monday?
I didn't say funny.
Unusual.
Unusual,
I can look at the text right now, see what you actually said.
I mean, yeah, but let's not.
Okay. Something like that.
I didn't say get some wackadoo flavours. I just said get some unusual. Know what? I'm fucking not having this from you. I'm going to look at what I actually said.
Unusual, I bet.
Let me just scroll through.
It was.
How are you, darling? Miss you. Love you very much.
I
dreamt about you last night. Scrolling through. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait. I can't see it. Maybe I left it as a voice message. So, therefore, I don't have any... There's no literal visible proof.
It doesn't matter. You asked me to get sodas and I've come through.
You have.
A shop sprang to mind on West Green Road, the shop called Green Foods.
Green Foods, everybody.
And it's like you get around my part of North London, you get extremely diverse multicultural grocery stores, basically, that have everything from Chinese noodles at one end to Turkish olives at the other.
Right.
And you get, they have a really big soft drinks fridge. And there's so many soft drinks out now.
Sometimes
and
too
this,
many.
This one caught my eye because it was only a quid.
Yeah.
Right, so that's a decent price. But what is going on with these products? It's called iPro Student recommended by Parkrun. Yeah. So it's linked into some other product or something, you know?
Isn't Parkrun like an app or something where you can go running in the park and it track. I don't know.
It must be something like that. Maybe a fitness app. So it's...
Either way, it's in partner with that. It's all bollocks.
Berry mix, and it says one of your five a day.
Fruit.
Real fruit juice concentrate.
Right, that's good then, isn't it?
No artificial colours or flavours, no added sugar. So it might be all right.
All right, well, let's find out.
It's just the sort of absolute AI-tinged garbage of what it's called. You know what I mean? Why, you can't call a product that.
It's been designed.
iPro student recommended by Parkrun.
It's been designed, if you ask me, right, to kind of look very comfortable on like a gym wall full of drinks.
Yeah.
You know, like with all the protein powders and everything. It's got that same design.
It's just nonsense.
Nonsense.
Anyway, we'll be trying it. It's very cheap.
Very cheap.
There were other flavours available.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it the...
Give it the old huff-a-do. And what have we got? I mean, it's...
Quite nice.
Smells like a bit like Vivino with a little bit of apple juice or something. Yeah. I'm going to pour it in. There we go.
I think this will be all right.
Yeah.
It is berry mix flavour, so...
Which is what? Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries...
Blackcurrants.
Blackcurrants, Nick Berry...
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Nick Berry and Chuck Berry should have turned up and called themselves the Berry Mix and did songs together. That would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Every loser with...
They were alive at the same time. I don't know why...
I know.
Their people didn't come up with the idea and do it. Probably because Chuck Berry, as well as being one of the greatest and most influential musicians of the 20th century, was a big scat weirdo.
He was the scat man. Wee bop bop plop bop plop.
He was problematic. Anyway, are we going to taste this?
Yeah. Do you know what it tastes like to me? Melted Mr. Freeze berry or straw or blackberry, melted ice lolly.
It hasn't got a very, very intense sweetness.
No.
It tastes like Oasis or something. Just one of those, you know.
There's a lot of fuss over nothing.
That's not very good. Not sickly.
It's fine.
But I want more tartness still. I want a bit more bite.
I wish it wasn't so watery.
The flavour isn't very good.
It's fine. It's
for
fine.
A quid, it's not bad. It's a juicy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine for what it is. Leave it out so I can take a picture later for the website.
All right, move on to our next item.
We're moving on to our next item, yes.
I'm trying to go here in order of excitingness.
So that's the least exciting?
Yeah.
All right, fine, we're good. We're going. This
I wanted to try.
What is it? Sunkist Mango Orange.
Sunkist used to be a brand.
It did. Well, I mean, it still is.
No, but it used to be a British brand, and I don't think it is here anymore as a brand in Britain. And it wasn't soft drink cans, was it? It was like Sunny D, wasn't it? It was like weird...
I don't know, mate. Let's not do internet. It's not an internet research
episode.
You may have
seen, guys, Paul doesn't want to do nothing.
No, it's just...
Do you want to do nothing? Let's just do nothing. We could just have...
Nosh this off.
Nosh this off, indeed. We could have field ambience for the next 40 minutes.
How would you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Field ambience. Here we go, here's some. What a lovely bit of ambience.
That was lovely.
What a lovely bit of ambience. How all the podcasts gives you field ambience?
However, I think...
No podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's a shit idea.
Anyway, Sunkist Mango Orange.
I think you might be right. I think it might have been a carton or a packet wallet type thing.
It was something like that. It was like Sunny D adjacent.
Sunny D adjacent.
But now I think it is basically a sort of Hong Kong Far East brand, because you see it in all of those Asian grocers.
Right.
With multiple things. And this is their Mango Orange. This is a sparkly. It definitely wasn't a sparkly drink.
Again, I couldn't
when
tell
it was in
you.
The UK. Are you ready for this? Yeah. What do you think? What do you like? Do you like mango orange as an idea?
So I am not a huge fan of mango. I kind of find the flavour weird.
Oddly savoury almost.
It's a bit, it's like sweet beef. Something. I don't know.
Yeah, oddly, it has a sort of almost meaty...
Like fruit steak.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe. Do you know?
Yeah. That's what I like about it. It's a rich flavour. It's not just a...
Yeah. What's the Huff report, Mr. Silverman?
It's got that artificial mango going on.
Oh, here we go.
It just smells exactly like what they say it is.
Yeah. It actually smells... It actually... Do you know what it smells like?
What?
Like when like Lynx aftershave did like sun, like fruity scents or something. It's got that weird Lynx hand wash. Fruit of the summer hand wash.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Tropical fruit Radox special edition.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, they must use similar aromatic chemicals, you know.
It's all right.
I'm getting coconut there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a weird coconut note.
That's because mango, coconut and pineapple, especially their artificial counterparts, there's something similar about all of them, aren't there? I think they use the same... There's definitely a coconut vibe there, isn't there? But you can also see it as a sort of pineapple vibe.
It's definitely it's got that tropical... kind of creamy note that melon has. Whoa! Why was that funny? Why are you being sick in a cup? What's going on?
I don't know, man. That melon has.
I don't know. Oh, that was a weird moment. I don't know why you found that so amusing.
It was amusing to me, man. I'm sorry, okay? Right.
It was all right, that. I mean, it's better than the other. I think it was better than that.
I enjoyed it more. It was carbonated, which has a better...
Yeah.
How's your big ice cube doing?
Going so far, so good.
Very good.
What have we got next on the list?
Right.
Yeah. You finished having a face shit.
Sorry, it's just the melon. I wasn't expecting the word melon there because I'd mentioned coconut and then you sort of, you were carrying on the sentence and you were sort of agreeing with me and then melon came up and I hadn't said melon. That's what got me.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Here we go.
Okay, Paul.
Here we go.
Now, this is, we did a taste test, which I didn't do very well at with the orange sodas, did
no.
I?
No.
They're all very much of a muchness.
Much of a muchness,
orange
Mr. Soda.
Silverman. I did identify Ulladag as the... definite best of those. That is a delicious offer.
Someone on Twitter today said they just ordered a big pallet of it from Turkey because they want to try it now.
Are they big fans of orange soda?
Yeah, I guess so. Otherwise,
well, if they're
effort?
Fans of orange soda, I don't think they're going to be disappointed.
No, it's a great one.
You can't like love Tango and then have that and think that's not better. I don't understand.
No.
I would like to hear what they say, but
I want to. Yeah. Well,
now,
if you're listening to this, then yeah, please tell me out what you thought about spending all that money on Ulladag.
Now, I tasted Tango in that blind taste test last week, and I wasn't very impressed.
No,
it's not a very good soft drink, Tango.
No, not really.
It was just boosted hugely by one of the most famous controversial ad campaigns of the whole of the 90s, wasn't it?
Of the whole 90s.
Yeah.
You know when you've been tangoed, and then you get smacked in the face by a big orange fat man.
But they pulled that version, the smacked in the face version.
And then they did the kissy lip one instead.
Yeah, but they pulled that version quite quickly.
Yeah, because kids were slapping themselves in school.
The getting deafened was what I heard, because it was like two hands across both sides of their face.
Yeah. They should have had the Tango Man run in, jack the guy off, and then run off.
They did get, some of those ads did get a bit sort of kink adjacent.
Weird, some of them. There's a guy on YouTube who has a name called Bob the Fish, and he does a big old breakdown, doesn't he? The hard sell.
This is what I'm referencing as well, yeah.
And he does a breakdown of the history of advertising campaigns or TV, old TV in general. Great researching and really, you know, well put together. So well worth checking out if you haven't seen it. But anyway.
And that era is when Tango changed to these black labels, the black background.
Yeah.
Because it was white before, wasn't it?
Edgy.
And black is meant to be... And it is sort of a throwback, that whole look, to the sort of extreme 90s. Now, what have we got here, though, Paul?
What have we got here? I'm asking you.
I'm handing it to you.
Raspberry Blast. Not my favourite Prince song. Raspberry Blast.
I had shattered
some... Pat Fanny like a vinegar box. Anyway. Carbonated apple and raspberry soft drink with sweeteners, Mr. Silverman.
No, but look.
What? Limited drop.
It's a limited drop.
What does that mean?
Limited edition, in kids speak.
Yeah, but drop is like what you call an album or a track.
That's right, that's where it came from. But it's a drop, it's a new product. It's a limited
drop. We're dropping Tango, yo.
It doesn't... Do you think that's cringe, the way they say limited drop?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's Tango with its bare fingernails clawing, grasping onto
the
window ledge of fate before it topples into down onto the street of pointlessness.
Anyway... it is a limited edition Tango flavour, and there was two of them there, but this one spoke to me because we have discussed on the show before.
Yeah.
What is the colour of the liquid in that bottle?
This is a kind of murky blue.
It is blue raspberry, but they don't
blue
call
raz.
It. They don't call it blue raspberry, do they?
It's Raspberry Blast.
So, my theory that blue raspberry is moving up the culture.
Oh,
like
look
a,
at the fizz on that!
It's got fizz.
It's
got a good fizz.
Got good fizz, but fizz. Oh. Oh, now I've got Raspberry Blast all over me.
It's okay. It is sugar-free, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. What's the smell like?
That smells like fucking clean bleach. Oh, look at this.
He's come a cropper of these new, what would you call it? The caps on bottles, plastic bottles now.
They've stopped it now, so when you turn a screw cap off, it doesn't come off completely. It sticks to the ring around the rim.
Yeah.
Unless you pull it off like you just did there.
Well, I'll be returning it and recycling the bottles.
That's because you're a good man.
Yes.
Sniff it, though. Tell me that doesn't smell like it should be under your sink for the next time you have a completely heavy soilage in your toilet.
That is so artificial, isn't it?
Mate, I dropped the big fucking log in the toilet. Pass me the Tango Raspberry Blast to shift it.
But honestly, it's got that horrible, even onto the nose, it has that sort of aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
There's something off about that smell, isn't
it? It puts the ass in aspartame.
It is that artificial raspberry.
Right, I'm going to go in.
It's blue, it's murky blue. It's not even a vibrant blue.
Fucking hell, that's horrible.
Really?
Well, go for it and find out.
Okay.
I'm just sick and tired of this onslaught of sweetener-flavoured drinks because of the sugar tax, and everything tastes shit.
Just a really empty flavour. Really, really empty flavour.
Oh, horrible, like, fake sugary that sits right at the back of your jowls. It just sits there.
And there's no raspberry. There's no sort of tang to it. There's no flavour there. Do you know what I mean? It's just that horrible fake sweetness and then nothing.
Nothing.
And then a little sourness left in the mouth, sort of. You know what I mean?
I would pay more for just real sugar in these fucking drinks.
Yeah.
Because you can give it any wacky flavour you want, but at the end of the day, it's still going to taste like fucking chemical sweetness shit. And it unifies it all across every brand, Coke, Pepsi, Tango, whatever. This sweetener is this familiar, horrible note, which is just ruining flavour. And so they're overpowering it with like wacky mixtures to overcome that.
I know, but this in this instance, it's barely there, any raspberry flavour or apple flavour. Is any apple getting any apple there or anything?
No.
Any sort of fruit? That's a really bad drink.
It tastes of just fucking...
Well, it's a limited edition.
Blue.
Grim blue fizz.
Well, that drop is going straight in the toilet.
Drop it in the bin.
We're going to drop it. Is that it now for all the drinks?
There is one more item, Paul.
All right.
Now, we've covered Tarkies on this
show before. Oh, no. Is this what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, this is
not good. This is why I went to the shop, because I saw it before. Mate, check this out. I'm going to hand it to you.
Keep away from the mic.
Okay.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Takis hot liquid, jalapeno versus pickle, 5-star hot chili. So this is...
I don't know what it is. I don't actually know what it is.
So it's not fizzy, obviously, because it's in like a juice carton type.
It's in a little juice carton like you used to get at school with the foil top.
Spicy cucumbers with jalapenos.
It's pickles.
Ingredients, cucumber juice, cucumbers, jalapeno, water, salt, and then a bunch of preservatives. I need to take a picture of this before we open it, so hang on, let me do that now.
It doesn't even seem to be properly brand Takis branded, does it?
No.
I don't know how they got away with that. I think they're not even asking Takis permission, basically.
Well, what do they mean by Taki then, you know?
Takis is just that sort of flavour profile, like we were discussing before. It's that very...
But I thought Takis, that was a brand.
They are. Takis. It is a brand. But I think this might be like a bootleg Takis product. Oh,
this might be...
Because,
can I just be honest? I know your conceit behind this was save the weirdest till last, and I'm totally fine with that. It's just, when you know that that's your end point, don't you think we could have ended with like Sunkissed or the fruit juice?
I've still got some Sunkissed left.
I guess we've got palate cleansers left.
Yeah, okay.
Right, okay.
Shall I look at this? This is going to be a pickle, basically.
It's going to be a green drink, isn't it?
No, it's not a drink. They're pickles.
Oh, so it's not a drink?
I don't think... It says hot liquid. It's a very confusing product. No, but it says cucumber, doesn't it? So there's cucumbers in here.
Okay. Oh, it's got a foil lid to pull back.
Oh. Have a smell of that, mate.
Oh, oh no. It's like Ribena with cucumbers in. I have to take a picture of this, mate, because that's the most troubling thing.
It's really troubling.
I've ever fucking seen. Hang on.
This is proper truck stop food, man.
It's gone hiding. The cucumber's gone to hiding.
Are you going to have to taste one of these, man?
Oh, I am. Mate, that's...
I think you're meant to drink the juice as well.
Yeah, I think it's actually... There's only one cucumber in here, and that's just for...
Oh, there's only one, is there? Right, okay. Have a little of that on ice. It's purple. Looks like Ribena. Weak Ribena.
Ribena-y.
There's two of these. No, these are jalapenos.
Oh, right.
They're not gherkins. Well, look, there's one jalapeno.
And one gherkin in it.
And one gherkin.
Oh.
That's why you've got the pickle versus jalapeno.
Yeah, so they're fighting in the tub. This is the weirdest thing I've seen in a while. Isn't it?
Look at that. Take a photo of that.
Oh, okay.
Of them together. Yeah. Fighting each other.
Here we go. One, two, three. There we go.
Okay.
But this is...
Shall we taste the juice first?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pour some juice out.
Oh, it's weird because my brain is like thinking...
This is going to be sweet.
It's like tango, but it's not. It's going to be horrible. Let's just do this.
Ooh! That's very tart. And hot.
Get out. Oh, I've got it on my knee.
I'll taste it, but you don't have to taste this, Paul, if you don't want it. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's just very spicy.
It's very spicy, hot drink.
I've tasted the pickle.
Yeah, good pickle.
Oh, my God, it's so hot.
Whoa.
Now I'm biting into the pepper, everyone. This is for you guys.
This is not the thing we should have done on a hot day.
Oh, it's crispy.
That's good.
It's got a crunch to it. It's not bad.
Considering it's been steeped in whatever that fucking... stuff is.
I actually do like that.
This is the thing. It's a you thing, not a me thing. It's also just something I wish I hadn't had on one of the hottest days of the year.
Well, you know, in the hottest parts of the world, they eat very spicy food. It cools you down.
Does it?
Yeah.
That sounds all like gobbledygook to me.
Ooh, that's pickle is actually...
Whoa. I did not need that. My throat's on fire. Like literally like I've swallowed a hot coal. It's just
very
there.
Hot. But it's not that, it wasn't like an off note.
No.
It tastes, you know, it just tastes like what it is.
It is, yeah, it's exactly.
I mean? It's salty, it tastes like tarky liquid, basically.
I smell a bit like tarky liquid now. I've got
a
vinegar
funk. We didn't get wet wipes, we needed wet wipes.
We always do this, we come out and then we go, remember the next time we have a bin bag. We bring a bin bag and it goes, oh, we didn't bring this. And now it's like we didn't bring a mat.
Well, we got a bin bag this time.
Yeah.
And we're not doing a walkabout anyway.
No, we were just sitting here all day. Right, let's take a break because... I think it's wise to do that.
And then,
now, let's do that. So
we'll do the other part of the podcast.
Yeah, bye everyone. I'm just going to be a little bit sick. It's too hot for an episode of Cheap Show. I'm walking past the model.
Past the model?
Past the model. Where am I? Does Mother call me? Mother call me in from playtime? Mother?
Paul...
Mother call me in to play.
It's too hot.
But Mother,
everyone.
I'm having fun with my friends. Mother, don't call me in for pop-pop.
That's not how you used to speak.
Don't call me in for pop-pop discipline time. I'm only playing football with friends. Mama.
You're not playing football.
Mama, let
Stop
me play.
Stop striding around like a chicken and saying Mama, please. Oh, that didn't take much. Sit down.
No, I want to stand up my legs here, and we can do this. We've got lapel mics on. Doesn't matter, does it?
You want me to stand?
Let me on. Hang on. Let me check. There we go. Plug it in. This is very professional this week, boys and girls.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah, hang on.
Do you dare me to taste all of those drinks at once?
Oh, yeah, let's do a cocktail, including the pickle. Oh, he's a madman.
Are you going to taste it?
No, because I'm not a madman.
All right.
I'm not a maverick broadcaster like you are.
Sun-kissed.
Sun-kissed going in.
Mango and orange.
Mango orange. I'm going to put this on my little label here.
iPro student recommended by Parkrun Berry Mix, one of your five a day.
In it goes. In it goes.
I've still got a little kernel of ice left.
That's good, isn't it? Well done, you. I'm strutting while he does this. Look
then we've
at
got the Tango Raspberry Blast.
Tango Raspberry Blast.
It's a limited drop, okay?
Boff.
It's a limited drop.
And it's going to be limitedly dropped into his glass right now as the mix goes on.
Okay.
Now, before you add the pickle, I think you should just drink what you've got there. Just because the pickle's
going to... See what it tastes like, yeah?
Yeah, just before it gets silly. Go on.
Okay. I have to say, though, the pickle, although kind of shocking in its reality, was actually quite tasty.
I mean, for what it is...
You didn't try the actual pickle or the jalapeno.
No, but I don't want that. That's fine. Right, he's having a snuff and a drink. Better all together.
Yeah, actually. Taste it.
All right. I'll taste it then before the pickle goes in.
It's not bad. It's got a little bit of a more complexity than any of them by themselves.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's fine. It's a bit more syrupy that way, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, because you've amped the sugar level there, haven't you?
Well, for what it is, with all the sweetener and whatnot.
Maybe it's a bit sweet, but if it's nice and cold, that's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
That tastes better than like the Fanta by itself, doesn't it?
Just remember, because you've drunk at some already. Don't put too much pickle in, or it'll
throw it all out of whack. Hey, listen, mate, it's my pickle juice.
It's his pickle.
Well, I've got half a jalapeno down there as well.
Lucky
it looks
you.
Like, literally, like
lucky
an
you.
Old man's thumb.
Yeah, I know. It did look like a floating appendage.
There's that thing, there's that bar in America which has someone's thumb in, and you drink the thumb juice.
I thought someone drank that thumb by accident. Didn't I hear that someone...
It went down some person's gullet.
I don't know what the story
they
was.
They wouldn't necessarily be fat. They'd have to have a wide gullet.
A wide gullet, yeah.
You know. A funny, insensitive wide gullet.
Yeah.
Just slipped down. But look, I don't believe that story, because if you're the bartender there, that's your livelihood. If you're the owner, you drain the toe juice. The toe's not going anywhere. The toe's not coming out the bottle.
I don't know.
Into a glass, is it?
Don't know. Depends how thick and wide the neck is.
Yeah, but it's their toe. They can do what they like with it.
Yeah.
They protect their asset.
But I reckon if you accidentally drink it, you have to donate your big toe.
No, you don't.
If you drink it by accident, then they should take your toe and put it in.
Yeah, that'd be illegal and violent.
Well, yeah.
Oh, look, there's crepuscular rays.
Who's
can
he?
Can you see them?
Is that, you mean clouds?
No, can you see the light coming through in lines?
Yeah, a little bit.
To the right.
The sun is quite bright.
The sun is incredibly strong today.
I've got hives all over.
The like of which I've never seen before.
I don't want to do this episode no more.
I know, you didn't want to do the episode to begin with, Paul. I'm enjoying the episode.
I'm enjoying myself, but it's just
hot. Come and play The Price of Shite with me.
It's the fucking price of shite.
Alfresco.
It's the fucking price of shite.
Alfresco.
It's the fucking price of fucking price of fucking price of shite.
And that's alfresco.
Go on, what did I rip off there then? I ripped off something intentionally then for the tune. What was it? Since you know everything, Mr. Beatmaster sample man.
I do pride myself on naming that tune, Paul, but I'll need another go round, I think.
It's the fucking price of shite. It's the fucking price of shite. It's the fucking price of fucking price of fucking price of shite.
It's so familiar that it's hard to get. You know what I mean?
It's the fucking price of shite.
Is it Wizard of Oz?
No, but you're in the right ballpark. You're not in the right car parking area, but you've parked up close.
Oh, it's Snow White.
Yeah, there you go. Whistle While You Work.
Whistle While You Work.
Right. I'm going to read this.
I'm putting some of this grim pickle juice, tarky flavoured pickle juice.
Oh, there's that book I promised
into you. Into my big mix. Oh, thank you.
So sometimes I take books from work because they just get left there.
Oh, that was at work, wasn't it? A charity shop.
No, this is one from work. It's a brand new book called Edgware Road, From Romans to Romanians and Everyone in Between.
You know where Edgware Road is? A lot of it in Finchley.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I like Finchley? Do you know what else is in Finchley?
Well,
Brent Cross. Brent Cross shopping centre, mate.
Shut up.
I'm putting some of this
Shut
pickle
up about
juice
it.
Into the big cocktail.
From Romans at
Are you
one
gonna taste
end
this?
To Rome. No, I'm not going to taste the one with
it.
The pickle. No.
I'll only put a little bit in.
No, I don't want to. Please, for your friend. You take the bullet because it's content.
All right, here we go. Ooh, give it. Now, you want to smell bin juice?
Oh.
That is such a bin juice odour.
Oh.
That does smell like a hot bin.
That's the bin juice.
I'm going in.
I had nudists.
Oh, that's really bad. That's got a real nappy taste now.
Oh.
I'm not drinking any more of that.
Oh, look, The Birth of Tesco, 1929.
Oh. That anyway. The combination of all those flavours combined is like bin juice versus nappy.
Bin juice versus nappy. Congratulations, you at least tried it. I'm having no intention.
Sure you don't want to try this jalapeno?
I'm not in the mood. Honestly, mate, thanks. You know what I mean? I'm all right.
Ooh!
Oh.
It's hot.
I don't think it was a wise decision to do that. Right, fucking price
of
shite.
Shite then.
Right,
do you need a pen and bad?
Yeah, you've got it. You can use your pickly fingers to deal with it.
Okay.
Right, this came a few weeks ago. Hello, Cheap Show. I have some more interesting pieces of tat for you straight from the charity shops of Nottingham once again. This is from Ash. Oh, thank you, Ash.
Thank you, Ash. Nice to hear from you.
Brilliant. Yeah. So the answers are in this little CD envelope and it's sealed.
Oh, that's nicely sealed.
So I'm going to put that under the bottle. I'm going to put it underneath me hand fan.
Am I going to be the scribe here, Paul?
Yeah.
You want me to be the scribe?
Yeah, go for it. So I don't know what order's which.
I've got my pencil case here, which depicts...
One of the items I didn't bring.
Oh.
Because it was broke. It was a... we'll get out of the way now. It was a little Ghostbusters lamp. I'll show you a picture. I've got it on my phone. But basically,
that's the one that smashed the smithereens.
Yeah, because it has like a glass fake neon thing with a logo hung in the middle of it. And it, you know, glowed up with a lamp.
You'll be able to show me
I took a picture of it, but as you'll soon see, it was all smashed and I didn't want to bring it. It was like glass, so I didn't want to... There we go. There's a picture of it. I hope you can see it. But you see, there's a glass rim around it and that was all smashed. So, sorry, Ash, it turned up smashed. For Ash, get... Is this another... Oh, we're being attacked. Oh, don't drink the pickle juice. That dog wanted that pickle juice, mate.
Hey.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
Every time we leave the house, we attract dogs.
That dog's tongue has been in my glass.
You let it.
I wasn't going to hit the dog on the head, mate.
You should have. You should have smacked it on the nose and went.
I know. There's
no. Like that.
Oh, there's writing on the inside of the pickle cup.
It just says hot juice or hot liquid.
Oh, it is hot liquid.
Yeah. So you see, that's the first item.
Okay.
There.
And how tall is that?
It would have been, I reckon, about that tall.
Okay, so quite a large item.
It has a little plastic base, a little lamp, and then it made the Ghostbusters sign glow up. So I don't know, but...
Did Ash include a window or a ceiling?
No window, no ceiling.
And how many items are there, including the lamp?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow, let's get going.
Oh, 7.
7 items, wow.
So we'll do this next one quick. This is a Ministry of Works.
We need to set up the rules of the game. Were there any special rules?
No.
So, we'll be both... for new listeners, yeah?
For new listeners.
We will be competing against each other by trying to guess the price of these items
in
that Ash has selected.
In a high-stakes game.
If we guess the price and it is 25p, either way of the actual real price, we get 1 point. And with this game...
We don't call them points.
We call them petwinks.
We do.
You get 1 petwink for that.
1 petwink.
You get it on the nose, as in you get the exact price right.
Yeah.
Could be a quid.
Could be.
It often is.
Remember the quid's gambit.
The quid's gambit is when you play the quid.
Pound,
oh, are we playing that rule? Do you want to play that rule?
Yeah, let's stick
the
quid's gambit.
We can only guess one of these items is a quid each, right?
Yeah, okay. That's the quid's gambit.
That's the quid's gambit rule.
It's a brand new for 2024 rule for the game.
However,
if you play it at home.
I need to finish explaining. If you do guess the price exactly right, you get two, what do we call them?
Petwings,
we get two petwings.
Two petwings for being spot on.
Having said that, let the games commence.
So Ghostbusters lamp was the first one.
Oh.
So just put GB. Right.
You go first, guess the price.
I don't know. I'm going to say £3. Because I reckon it wasn't bought smashed, but it's hard to judge. So I'm going to say £3
for now. It wouldn't have been bought smashed if there were pieces of the glass in the packaging.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if he bought it smashed, he wouldn't have sent the shards, would he? I mean, was it...
I don't know. Ash might have been having a moment.
Right.
I'm going to send him some smashed shit. All right, Ash, calm down. Thank you, Ash, by the way. Sorry. What do you think,
You're
then?
Having a moment, aren't you, Paul?
I'm hot.
It's so hot. The sweat is dripping into my eyes.
Yeah, and I used hair product the other day for work.
And it's stingy, stingy.
And now it's all sweaty, drippy down to my eyes and stingy, ow, ow.
Where are my sunglasses?
I don't know. I don't think... Mate, we'll take a break and find
you sunglasses. Did the dog take my sunglasses?
Yeah.
Did you see him wearing our sunglasses?
Yeah, looking like the dog from Oliver and Company.
No, I've got them.
All right, good. Put your glasses on.
I need to guess the price of that stupid lamp, which I barely can perceive.
All right.
Thank you.
Well...
Postal service.
Yeah.
Or
don't
someone.
Don't blame
Ash.
Or Ash,
he was having a breakdown.
Yeah. Might have been. Come on, there's another dog coming if
you're
not
careful.
There's another one. And that's a big
boy.
He's
heard me. Is he a big boy? Shut up. Is he a big boy?
It's
not a big
boy
dog.
It's not a big boy dog. That other
dog
was a little spaniel, lovely little lamb.
This dog is only slightly bigger than the last dog.
This one will fuck you and hold a knife to your neck as it does it.
Should we just watch dogs for the rest of the podcast and fuck this game of Price is Shite? You'd love to do that.
I'm not going
to
sit here and watch dogs.
I'm going to say £2.
Is that an Alsatian? No, what is that?
That is a little puppy.
It's a playful dog. It's chasing after
little puppy. Looks fine. God.
Anyway, you said £2.
I said £2 and we're ready for our next item. The actual items physically here with us in this meadow.
This is a 12 photograph set for your album. It is... Tuppence, Ministry of Works, Dover Castle. It's a little envelope filled with postcards.
Little mini postcards.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll let Eli have a little look.
It's got that lovely greeny blue cover of old textbooks.
I mean, that would have been a darker blue back in the day. It would have been a bit more vibrant.
I mean, it is green. Can we both agree that?
I don't know.
That's green. The writing's blue.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to get across, because it's quite a familiar, that quality of light green that you get in old libraries and old textbooks.
Yeah.
The books you got in school, your exercise books. That's what it looks like. Yeah, okay.
Old England exercise stationery.
And it's got a lovely
design. Little cardboard envelope.
I'm into this, man.
I know, I thought you would like this one.
And it says on the back, Crown Copyright Reserved.
Which I guess would have been similar to, what was like Shutterstock back in the day.
Lenny's a good name for a dog as well, isn't it?
Is it Lenny?
Yeah. Iggy and Lenny. They could form a band.
Lenny's also, in my head, associated with the name of the character of Mice and Men, the slow-witted bruiser who accidentally kills the woman and then they lynch him.
Have you ever seen the Warner Brothers cartoon?
They don't lynch him. But go on. Yeah, Lenny, the big...
When they're cats, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's those characters from the Grapes of Wrath.
Yes.
But they're cats.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh...
Can you look at these cards?
I'm... Whatever he goes... What does he say?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Just shut up.
Calm down on the tangents. Let's keep this sweet.
Calm down on my tangents?
I'm going to ask you politely to calm your fucking tangents down.
On the back of this set of postcards, it says Crown Copyright Reserve, Imagine...
Imagine... Yeah, go on.
Her Majesty's Stationery Office.
Her Majesty's Imaginary Stationery Office. Open the cards up. Have a quick look.
And these are black and white, small black and white postcards.
Of Dover Castle.
They're like half size.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little catacomb cave. That's quite a nice one.
Catacomb cave. Yeah, they're all nice. It's all Dover Castle.
They've got a lovely old photograph, shiny, glossy finish, these.
They're quite in good condition considering the age.
Postcards very often were sort of produced by hand, so to speak. Like someone would develop a bunch of them and then...
Look on the back. Does it have like space to write an envelope? No, it's
no
just...
it just has what the actual thing is. So this is Dover Castle, Kent, view from southwest.
Good to know.
Oh, wow. I'm not aware of this castle. It looks pretty extensive. There's a cannon. Oh, for you. Gannon Cannon.
Chock, chock, ba-boom.
Chock, chock, ba-boom.
Chock, chock, ba-boom.
And some shots inside, and I like that cave.
Yeah. Nice cave work. Yeah,
vaginal
I see
cave.
It. I'll take a few pictures of that later. But the price is what you're picking up next. How much, sir?
I'm going to say 150.
150. I am going to play the quid's gambit.
Oh, he's playing the quid's gambit very early.
I'm very early, you know.
You're going to want a quid later on. You're going to want to say a quid later on.
Maybe, but for now.
I was so tempted to put my quid's gambit down there.
I know, mate, but come on. I'm playing the gambit.
You're playing the gambit.
Put Q...
Yeah.
QG down.
That's it. That's all I have to do. Quid. Yeah. It just says QG there.
Item number...
But what was the... What Dover Castle postcard?
Yeah, just put Dover. Next item is this. It is a
item number three.
It is a 3D photo frame, and on it you will see a UFO, some alien mountains, and a little alien with what looks like an Uzi. Alien Photo Frame by Regency Fine Arts. There is nothing fine about that item.
It's a
piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit.
Maybe for a five-year-old who likes aliens and shit.
It's not that bad. The actual quality isn't as bad as some of the similar items I've seen, you know?
Yeah.
You can see the little craters.
Yeah.
They've been dry brushed. The alien itself is like...
Yeah.
It's holding what looks like an earth gun, though.
Yeah, that's what I said, like an Uzi.
Yeah, that's really jarring. That's not like a laser. I think the gun should have been painted perhaps in space neon or something.
Maybe.
Or metallic would even be better. That's like gunmetal black.
Blip block. I went down to planet Earth and picked up this little gun. Look at it. It is sweet. Bang, 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 bang. Hey, Zip Zap, put that down. You don't know how it works. I am Blip-Blop. I get guns from the planet Earth. I fly down.
Oh, man. That is some poor, poor work from you there.
I am Blip-Blop, gun enthusiast.
Very
from
bad.
From the planet.
I'm just trying to think of a pun which combines something UFO alien-y with something Godfather-y, the Mafia.
Oh, I see what you're doing, yeah.
Well, it's hard. But let's keep working on that.
Yeah.
But honestly, I do have to say, as these things go, there has been some time taken and some pride put into the production of this.
It's fine for what it is.
It is still sort of cheaply painted, but
I am Blip-Blop. Look at my Winchester rifle. I went back to time period, Earth time, 1888, and I pick up Winchester rifle, Blip-Blop.
Alien frame, I'm going to put, and it is you to guess first this time, and you can't have your quid's gambit.
150.
There was no window and no ceiling.
No window, no ceiling, no corridor, no roof.
All we know is
back garden.
The environs of Nottingham.
Yeah.
Which is going to be cheaper than London prices, probably.
£1.50, I say.
You say £1.50 for the photo frame?
Yeah.
Now, I think that's quite a nice item, and I think you could go as much as high as three on that.
Yeah.
It's got a sticker.
Wop, 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 wop.
The glass is intact.
Oh, the sun's beating down on me.
And like I say, I like the dry brushing on the cratered surface of the planet.
Might get naked.
There's nowhere to jump into. I could do some dip.
Big water.
Third dog of the podcast looks to be behaving itself.
Yeah, it's with an owner in the middle of the field. We'll leave her alone.
I bet it's called Stig.
How much are you saying for the alien frame?
I want that dog to be called Stig. Then you can have Stig, Lenny and Iggy.
All right, good.
And Rex, come on.
Come on.
I'm going to go 275.
275.
That's unlikely to be that price, but I think it is going to be. But I see something of quality in that where you see nothing.
All right.
Lucky Marciano.
Lucky Marciano. Next item.
Anyone anything?
I don't know. What was it in relation to?
There's a very famous gangster called Lucky Luciano.
Yeah.
Lucky Marciano.
All right. Not bad.
It's not good.
It's something, isn't it? It's a game. Uh-oh.
Good aliens.
Right, you're still doing it, yeah.
Oh, it's really hard to think in this weather. Oh, we're on to item number four.
Four. It's a game of some sort called Fart.
Let's play it.
Fast and flatulent guff game for three players and north. Oh, we only have two of us.
Well, let's give it a go.
And it comes with a CD featuring 99 track fart sound effects.
Oh, my God.
Flatulent fun with your CD player. Fart is the sensational game of rip-roaring fun that will challenge even the straight-laced Ant Grays to keep a straight face.
Excuse me, does it say sound sensational?
Yeah, sound-sational.
Oh, fuck off. They can fuck right off now.
Sensational. An instant source of laughter, Fart is the hilarious game in which you race to be the first person to play out your cards whilst accompanied by a fast and frantic fart chorus. Every now and then, an unrealistically enormous explosion will let rip, forcing you to change direction, pick up a penalty card or pass the win to your neighbour. Wild hilarity at the press of a button. Fart is the side-splitting game that helps you unwind and release a little pressure. So we can't play it then.
I don't want to.
We have to have a CD.
After that horrendous blurb.
Copy, yeah. Get a CD.
You get a CD in there. What else you get? Cards.
Cards. Board. I think it's like Uno-y kind of thing, isn't it? There's loads of rules.
So that you just play farts and then you try and ignore the fart sounds while you do.
Well, when the fart sound plays, it affects the direction you go round.
Yeah, but I bet the quality or timbre of the fart hasn't got anything to do with the game.
Evil demon, the types of farts. Evil demon. Oh, they're all evil. Wet rasper. Eggy stinker.
Oh, beef curtain.
Silent but deadly.
Clam chowder.
Teeny weeny. And then a lot of gas masks one. So it's probably like, you know, like, I know we should look at the rules, but it looks like it's one of those Uno-y kind of games. Or like
turn-taking card game.
Or, you know, one of those games where you have to get rid of your cards as fast as you can. What, like, I don't know. I don't. I mean,
I'm going to need a prize.
I know
from
we're
me.
Not playing it properly and giving it its due diligence, but
maybe
the first
we could play it on a different episode.
Yeah, maybe we could play it on a different episode, like a video episode.
We didn't
or something.
Know we were going to be in a fucking field.
No, and I didn't really look at
this problem thing. Here. We haven't got a mat.
If the red silent but deadly card is on the top of the discounted pile, yeah, it's like pick up, put down, one of those kind of games with fart sound effects to make it cheeky.
I mean, it's just trying to cash in on the funniness of flatulence.
Anyway, that's that item. Fart. Write fart down now.
I need to guess first.
Yeah, you do. I don't know about this one.
See, in a London charity shop, that is going to be a fiver any day of the week, isn't it? 250. I'm going to say 250.
All right.
I don't get to play my quids. Can I play my quids gambit in retrospect?
I know.
It's your game.
Our game.
It's our game. Can I play my quids gambit in retrospect?
Do you want to?
I might want to go back if I don't get to the end of the list. And
I reckon to make the Queen's Gambit more of a thing, you have to play it during the turn.
Okay.
It can't be something you amend.
Fair enough.
That way, at least, you're playing it fairly.
What is your guess for the
£2
fart
pound.
Game?
£2. On the nose.
And I have said 250. And let's move on to item number four.
Five.
Oh, can I just say, basically... There was a bit, it was verging on chummy copy there with that sound.
Yeah, I agree. Chummy copy.
One thing I've realised that fucking annoys me
is
where they say, you're welcome, like in some like, don't thank me, that sort of thing. You're welcome.
Like this perfume will brighten your day and make your house smell cleaner. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that a thing? That is condescending on its face.
Yeah, but it's chummy
copy. It's like, I won't ask for you to say thank you. I won't wait for you to say thank you.
No.
Because I know you'll be so grateful. It's, do you know what I mean? It's like condescending.
Yeah.
Or it's like your mother saying to you, you know, say
thank you.
Say thank you.
Yeah. Say thank you. I just bought you an egg.
But it's like
say
a snide way of saying you're welcome.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Can I just say, mate, wearing headphones on a really fucking hot day as we monitor the sound
of
this.
I've got hot ears, Paul.
Literally, this sweat pooling in my earlobe, whatever this thing. And it's just pouring down the side of my neck every now and then when I release the muffs.
So on my way here in Crouch End, I went past a pub. And on the chalkboard, he said, oh, we've got like air conditioning, You're welcome.
Ah, fuck off.
Do you know what I mean? Bite my knob
off. Right, come on, next item.
All right, what is it? You're the bag man here.
Aqua Blaster, Marilyn. Hook the hoops on
the Hollywood
Star. Oh, I haven't
turned my phone on to...
I think this is leaking a little bit because it's a bit damp and soggy.
What's leaking?
This item.
Oh, it's
the one that I was explaining to you, called Aqua Blaster, Marilyn Monroe. So look, it's like one of those Tommy gear. It's leaking, look, it's leaking.
Oh, it's got blue leak, nappy leak. Or perhaps... Perhaps it was the same sort of rough treatment that did for the Ghostbusters lamp.
Yeah, maybe, you know? Who knows? But it's one of those,
it's
like,
a horrible thing.
It's like
anyway.
One of those Tommy things where you play squirty water games.
But this is... Oh, it's a shame it's not working. Have you got water you can stick in here?
No. I'm not going to pour
It's Marilyn Monroe, look. And the water is from her famous moment in The Seven-Year Itch.
Yeah, where the wind goes up
her dress. The updraft goes up her dress and lifts her dress.
And now you do it with the pumpy thing.
But also you've got the things that you're trying to pump around are... You're trying to get these pearl necklaces onto her.
Oh, yeah, it's quite
a clever little...
You've got to squirt your pump and get
a pearl necklace.
Oh, that's
a shame that's broken and it's leaking so much.
It's just leaking.
Do you see what I mean, though?
Can you empty it out?
Yeah, you must be able to.
No, there's no...
Oh, that's terrible.
That's shit. It's like there's no way to refill it. It's absolutely sealed in.
You'd have to unscrew the bottom, probably. Are we going to discard that?
No, because I don't want to leave shit like that in a
well,
bin.
Well, we put discard it in a bin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the dress does float. Look.
That's what I mean. You push the dress up, as well as trying to get the pearl necklaces onto her neck.
Sexy. Sexually
it's a
charged.
Sexually charged item that harks back to classic Hollywood.
Yeah, doesn't it? Remind you of the Hollywood good old days.
The glitz and the glamour.
Squirting water up Marilyn Monroe's crotch.
I need a prize for the Aqua Blast. What's it called?
Aqua Blaster.
It's Aqua Blaster Marilyn. Hook the hoops.
Hook the
hoops.
On
the Hollywood Star. I wonder what other ones they've got.
I don't know.
That's the type of thing that the patent office have to deal with all day long.
Oh, it's all damp in me bag because of that fucking thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's it got on?
Right, I don't know. It's just all
You've
damp. It's not like it's not... It
skirt
was,
juice all over everything.
I don't think it's leaking a lot, but it's
smelly?
Still leaking.
Mildewy skirt juice.
Marilyn's mildew.
It's your go to guess, though. This is quite a good one from Ash. They're nice items, I have to say.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say £2 again.
£2 again, you unimaginative person.
Nah, 250, fuck you. Mix it up.
I'm going to say, fuck, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
With these novelty items, you can't really...
You don't really know what the value is that they see when
they
put them on the shelf.
You don't see same things, do you? Yeah.
It's like you have to see how much they think they're worth and then put a price to that.
Yeah, very tough.
I mean, that could be 75p easy, or it could be a fiver.
Oh, it could be a fiver, yeah. I think, I want to play the quid gambit.
Go for it, mate.
There might be a smaller item that's so...
No, there's not.
Oh, he's letting me cheat. All right, quid's gambit from me there.
Q, G, goes
You just
in.
Love it. I haven't forsaken my QG.
No.
We're already saying, calling them QGs.
Right,
we've been doing this 10 years.
Item is a VHS tape.
Fuck, no, that's my quid's gambit. That's
well, no,
my
you've
quid's
locked
gambit.
It in now. Remember we said?
Okay.
Jerry Halliwell
Bastard.
Yoga.
He did that on purpose, everyone. You saw that.
With Katie Appleton. So in the year 2001... Just before Jerry Halliwell became a fucking weird psychopath.
Is she?
I'm not even going to get into it here. All about the money. Jerry Yoga with Katie Appleton, which means Katie Appleton does all the hard work and Jerry comes in every now and goes, oh!
Yeah.
Bends her legs and goes, oh, I'm doing this to everyone. Oh, this is a little quote from her. I got into yoga 2 years ago. I was looking for another form of weight loss. And yes, it has helped me keep in shape, but yoga gives me so much more. If you want to feel good about yourself, relax and feel healthier, this might be the thing for you. JerryHallowell.com. There's a warm-up, sun warm-up, Jerry postures, relaxation, Jerry talks. An exclusive interview with Jerry where she shares her lifestyle and health tips. Fuck off.
Be rich.
A VHS, 2001. Anyway, how much for the fucking VHS?
I just don't want to look at her grinning face anymore.
No, I'm going to...
Don't. He's getting all violent, Ash, with all your stuff.
Eat my...
He threw your fart game on the floor.
I didn't throw it on the floor.
Very disrespectfully.
It's not disrespectful to just place something on... This is disrespectful.
Don't.
Stamping on Jerry's face with
me
foot.
If you want to break it, do it properly.
No, I don't want to. I love her.
No one wants that.
I love her. She was my favourite spice before she went all cockabonkers.
Is me go guess first. I'm going to say 50p.
Oh, see, I was going to say 50p.
You can say the same.
No, I'm going to say 75p. How about that?
Okay.
Right.
He's because of the 25p either way, he's keeping
he's
in multiples of 25p to try and poach
a betwing, yeah. as it poaching, were.
Betwing. Yeah. Betwing poaching.
He's betwing poaching.
Right, final thing is this annual. Another. It is a New Kids on the Block official annual, 1992, in very good condition, a Winterland Productions, Rock Express. And, you know, it is what it is, an annual for young girls who like New Kids on the Block, which introduces them in a very overly familiar but definitely PG kind of way. They talk about, it's obviously a British thing because they front load it with, it was so great visiting Britain and showing in front of our great fans in Wembley.
They were huge here though. They really broke Britain, yeah. didn't they?
They performed at Wembley Arena in 1991. There we go. They're just talking about their tour and their recent success. Jordan, nicknamed Jay, born 1970. What's his favourite record? I'll Be Loving You Forever and Baby, I Believe in You. I guess that's one of theirs. His favourite male singer is Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
His favourite drink is milk. I do not believe that at all. And his favourite film is The Godfather. Message to fans. Thank you for everything you've done, for being so loyal and for touching my heart. Yeah, giving us all that fucking sweet money. And there's one of the Wahlbergs. I don't know which one it is. They're all
Donny.
There's
only one. There are only two Wahlbergs.
Yeah, but they're both cunts.
Do you know he started making pickles?
Wahlberg's pickles.
Yeah, that's what they're called. And there's a picture of him on the front going.
So not Marky Mark, the other one, the actor one, the one from this.
That is Marky Mark.
No, Marky Mark was from the Funky Bunch. It's a different one. This is a different Mark.
Marky Mark is the one who's the actor now.
No, they're both actors.
Yeah, but Marky Mark's a more successful actor. That's Donnie and Mark. That's
it. Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie, and there's Joseph. Who's Joseph?
Who's one of the other ones?
And it's just full of the usual shit.
Let me see it, please.
And it, I will in a minute, and gone. I just want to find Donnie Wahlberg's
fucking...
Paul's
getting a bit tetchy, everyone, in the heat.
His favourite male singer is Aaron Hall, Chuck D, Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Or his favourite autobiography is Malcolm X.
Chuck D, Malcolm X.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some...
Biggest turn-off, being turned off. Biggest turn-on. Being turned on.
Oh, clever. He's also clever with his answers.
Qualities in a friend. Open-mindedness is my only credential. Yeah, open-mindedness. Are you interested in a little bit of a step-by-step, darling?
What are you talking about?
A little bit of a hanging tough. Come on, love. I'm Donnie fucking Wahlberg.
Yeah, that wasn't Donnie.
Donnie. That was, he was an actor. He was in Saw 2 or whatever.
Was that Donnie whose answers were... What turns me on?
Yeah, that's it.
Look at the
fucking
execrable face. He's trying to look cool.
Yeah,
you've got to take a photo of that in the stupid
hat. Yeah, I'll put that one.
Oh my God.
With his fucking Seuss Cat in the Hat thing.
Oh my God.
I mean, open it up. Keep it. I want to take a picture with
that
you.
That has not aged well. That's it.
Not at all.
He looks like a petulant teenager, which I guess he is.
Yeah.
But wow.
I mean, it makes Jamiroquai look cool, that picture.
Yeah, that really bad. Really bad from Donnie there.
Anyway, how much, Paul?
How much, Paul? You get to guess, please.
I think this is going to be either dreadfully overpriced or dreadfully underpriced.
They do.
I'm going to play the Quid's Gambit 2.
You can't play Quid's Gambit 2.
It's Quid's Gambit 2, but if you get it right, all your points get taken away. Nah, it's complicated.
That's too complicated now.
That is £1.50.
You could say £1.50.
I'm
going
to say £1.50 for that final item, for that is the final item. And what do you say, Mr. Jay Silverman?
There's a dog coming.
Is that?
Protect my food.
Oh, it's one of those bushy boys.
He can have the pickle juice.
He's not having the pickle. Don't give a dog pickle juice.
Oh, come on.
I don't think you can. No, I don't think it's good for them. Shouldn't give a dog any human's food.
Don't let them.
I don't believe that. What are you doing? Why are you getting up?
Just to protect the sandwich.
Protect the sandwich at all costs.
That's the most attractive dog we've seen today.
Oh, yeah. Attractive. Oh,
look at this great nice pelt. Arse. It's got a lovely pelt.
Nice arse.
I'm not saying that. We didn't get to hear what that dog's name was, though.
What? Hey, love.
What's your dog's name?
What's your dog's name? It's very attractive.
Shut up.
What's the price?
I 75p, I'm saying.
Write it down.
Can you sit down and join me for this podcast, please?
No, if I sit
please?
Down, I'm itchy all over. Being on the grass makes my hives come up.
Do you want to have my bag? Sit on my bag?
No, I just want to stand up.
This isn't the relaxing podcast I thought I'm it was going to be. Are you?
You write 275 down, whatever you said.
Well, I put 75p.
Right, and then we could end this segment and I can give you the scores. And then we can stop this episode and I can go home.
Yeah.
All right, write it down. And then I can press stop.
I have written it down.
Right, we'll stop in it. Right, we're going to do the scores now.
All right.
Right, is it time for scores, Mother?
Right, it's time for scores, Paul.
Where'd I put scores, Mother? Right, they're not.
Looking for a win. I'd really like a win here. I need a W.
Did you take the scores?
No, you showed me, and they're in the CD case thing.
Yeah, I know, but where's the?
I didn't take them. That would be.
I thought you took it off me. Oh no, it's underneath the other one. Here we go.
Did they get damp from Marilyn's box juice?
No, I mean I think because it's a hot day, most of that dampness has been absorbed.
You mean it evaporated?
Absorbed.
Right.
Here we go. Oh, soggy letter.
I mean, everyone knows that.
Right.
Well, what was that last item?
That was
NYKAD.
Yeah.
B, KB, NYKB.
Right, we're going to do it in the order that the prices are listed here, okay?
No, NK, OB.
Right.
NY. Anyway.
I don't know what you're doing. Right, I've got the thing. So, we're going to start with the fart game. What did we say?
Oh, well, I have to find it on this list now.
I know, but you've only written seven things
fucking
down.
Hell, it's not that mate. Fucking hard.
Fart game, CD thing, this.
What did you say?
No, you tell me the prices.
I'm just to have to do columns.
Doesn't matter, just...
I'm doing a between column.
You don't need a between column. You just put a big tick by everything.
No, I need to total our betweens.
Just fucking hurry up, because I'm losing all of my fucking wick.
I don't care.
You're getting on my wick. My wick is burning.
It was your idea to come out on the hottest day of the year.
It's your idea to say yes. You could have said that's a bad idea, Paul.
Oh, for man, the just... fart game, you man, said £2, and I
just,
said...
A man just came out of the woods, and he's buying berries, and he's coming past us. I don't trust random men in woods with boxes of berries.
It's fine. I don't know why you've got an issue. It's good berry picking up here. Probably urine content quite low.
I don't know. I often pick... He's going to come right by... Oh, fuck's sake. Right.
No, because we're in a little bit which is...
Got nettles. We're mostly nettle-based.
We're Lily of the Valley.
Right. Fart game. How much did you say and I say?
I just told you.
Tell
you
me again.
You said £2 and right. I said £2.50.
It
was
£1.25, so we're not off to a good start here.
Double donut to start this scoring.
Ghostbusters sign. How much did you say?
£2.
How much did I say?
£3.
Eli gets two betwings.
Oh, my God!
For two betwings there, betwing, betwing. It was £2 on the nose. I overvalued that, but Eli saw through it.
Fucking sweet.
Right. Next
oh,
one
I'm
is,
feeling it. I
next
needed
one
a win.
Is New Kids on the Block. What did you say?
I said 75p for the New Kids on the Block album.
How much did I say?
You said £1.50, probably a better prize.
It was 50p on the... That was it.
50p?
So you get a betwing.
Oh, I'm fucking scoring here, man.
All right.
Three betwings to zero.
Next one is the Marilyn Monroe water squirty game.
The Aqua Blaster.
Yes. How much?
With the pearl necklace.
Mm.
You said 250. I played my quid's gambit.
Oh, £1.50.
Ah.
So nothing there for nothing either nor nothing.
No.
But Eli's still ahead, and I've got some catching up to do with only three items left.
You hope it's Queen's Gambit.
Jerry VHS, the yoga thing.
Jerry.
Yeah, that's what it says here, Jerry.
You said Cherry.
Doesn't matter, Cherry, Jerry,
no, there goes
yoga.
A big bundle of things. The Jerry vid,
yeah.
You said 75p and I said 50p.
It was 20p.
I know, they go for fuck all.
So we're just out, both of us.
Ah.
Bollocks. Dover postcards. How much did you say? How much did I say?
I said £1.50, and for that one, that is where you played your quid's gambit.
Gannon takes the quid's gambit again. It was
£1. You're such an expert at that.
I love it.
Textbook quid's gambit play
so
there.
Two betwings and
it's
a bonus.
It's right back in the game.
So is that and a bonus? Two betwings and a bonus? Yeah, of course, because you play the queen's gambit.
There's no bonus.
Of course, it's because you get the
no,
Queen's Gambit.
There's no bonus.
Are you telling me if we have a rule called the Queen's Gambit, you don't get a bonus?
The Queen's
for that?
Gambit. And
Quid's
we discussed
Gambit, sorry.
The rules last time when we played.
It develops every
no,
single
it
week.
Develop
it does.
After you get it, mate.
It does. It develops
no,
every
No, it does
single...
not. You've got
Fine.
Two.
This two is betwings.
Nefariousness. So this is all, two betwings, mate.
It's all coming down to the final episode thing. It's the alien photo frame. How much did you say?
I thought it was quite a quality item, the alien photo frame.
Yeah.
Better than a lot of items, similar items I've seen.
Okay, go
and
on.
That's why I went as high as £2.75 there.
Right.
You are more modest at £1.50.
Well, unfortunately, it was only 50p.
Wow.
The total of all of these items from the Nottingham charity shop was £6.95. If we'd known the ceiling... Maybe we could have made more educated guesses.
Ash has put the ceiling in the answers.
Doesn't help us, though.
It doesn't help
so,
us.
Oh, see, I couldn't see that. He's put the range there, but because it was folded in the envelope,
oh,
I didn't
I
see
it.
I
knew it was your mistake.
6-9.
I'm sorry I
you still,
you,
we Ash. You still won.
I know I won, but I could have won more.
But I'm happy because I got the quid's gambit.
You see, he fucks everything up and then... Anyway. Yes, and there's no... Yes, well done for the quid's gambit, but could I just have my three between win?
Petwing, petwing, petwing. Happy?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Well, that was an edition of The Price of Shite for episode 367, is it now?
Alfresco Price of Shite.
This is an alfresco edition. Now, we're going to take a little break and wrap this baby up because I think we've played enough this week. Eli, come chase me.
I'm not allowed to speak.
Come chase me. Why can't you speak?
I'm not going to come chase you.
Come chase me in the meadows.
No.
Chase me as we dance and frolic through the long grass. No, don't.
Come on, you've got me frolicking now.
Come on, frolic with me.
I'm going to see if I can get the Araby fruit in the goal.
Oh, yeah. He's going to aim for the Araby into the goal. He's brought his little pink ring. Oh, no. It's off, but it's a good distance.
It's a good distance, but it's way to the side.
It swung to the left, didn't it?
Yeah, they always do.
Oh, mate, you don't want to lose it. Can
I'm
you see it
lose
now?
It. Well, come with me to pick it up, and then we can complete there.
No, because I've got to be next to... Oh, no, this is it. I can. Yeah, we can walk. All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Here
we can't leave our mess there, though.
No,
we've
just keep
back.
An eye on that.
Right, so let's go get the Araby.
A great place to do this if it wasn't so hot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hello. That was Cheap Show. Hope you enjoyed it. We're back next week. Episode 400's coming up. We're going to do a live premiere of that on Friday evening on the 6th of September when 400 gets released into the world. Hopefully, we're still stressing about that. But anyway, look, long story short, if you want anything from us, Cheap Show flavoured, you go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. Links there to episode pages with pictures and videos. Links there to our latest Cheap Shots videos, which are me and Eli doing fortnightly videos, fucking about and having a laugh. Also links to our Patreon, patreon.com/cheapshow, where you can give what you can, but please only if you can, and get access to podcasts and magazines and special videos and behind the scenes things and night busing as well, which is our all tiers podcast where we go on a night bus. We're going to do one of those
podcast.
Maybe at the end of August.
I've got an itching.
To
I've
do
got
some,
a need.
Yeah.
A need in the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
For some night busing.
Night busing action.
Yes.
So that is coming up. Other than that, we'll be seeing you next week. It'll be a real-time one-hour episode next week because it's going to be stressful. So I want to make sure we can just bang that one out and get it sorted. So that's what you're looking for.
I thought we were banging this one out.
Well, we did bang. We're banging both out.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
So that's all we have.
What was the highlight of this week's episode for you, Paul?
I don't think there was one.
You see, this is what I think.
I like it when the dogs came by.
You like the dog action?
Yeah. I mean, don't put it like that. I'm trying to drop that gag from the repertoire.
I know.
Because everyone's like, oh, these days, oh, does Paul like fucking giving it to dogs? And it's like I've hung myself by my own petard there.
You have.
You know?
You have. But I'm willing to give the dog material a rest.
Yeah, I think I need to move on to, like, horses. What should we do now? Should we just chill for a bit and then just go home?
I've brought, yeah. What else are we going to do?
Nothing. It's just, you know.
I've got my little speaker.
Man's still looking for berries and
he's
stuff.
A berry hunter.
I don't like that. I don't like the idea of a man crawling through the bushes and coming out with a box of berries. You don't think that's weird? And he was judging us.
Oh,
I'm like, I should judge you, mate, for being a creep.
Well, how do you know he was judging us?
I saw him with
you
my eyes.
You saw him and you read his mind?
Yeah. And his mind was, I hate you. So, yeah.
Here, like catch.
All right. Ooh.
Hey.
Here, I'm going to throw it back to Eli. Well, we're going to end this episode by throwing an Araby at each other for a little bit until we get tired. So,
just one, come on.
All right, here we go.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
He speared it.
He speared it right for the middle. I'm going to go with one, another one. Here we go.
Not too hard. It's hard to really put my arse into it with...
Oh, it went right by
Come
me,
on,
mother.
Let's sit down.
All right. Oh, you got to get closer. We're breaking up.
One more throw. Control it.
I was doing all right.
You are. No, not anymore.
I just wanted to let you fucking work. Right, okay. Let's say goodbye on the hottest day of the year so far in the United Kingdom. We hope you're doing all right too, and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Eli.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, nice. See you next week.
Bye, everyone.